Kimar Husbands is a young Barbadian chef. He has a job, he has a business, he has a plan.
My business is about sauces, basically. So it's about barbecue sauce, honey pineapple sweet and sour sauce, and the variations of the original sauces. So I was working in the industry, and I would always play around with making my own sauces. So when I started playing around and I realized that people like the sauce that I made, is what gave me the idea to actually do it, because I was saying like there's no local barbecue sauces really that are on the shelf that I really see people selling. So it was like something that could be done. So I looked into it, and then I started to put, you know, the puzzle together, the label, and find out things that I would have to do to get it in the supermarket. And then it was history from there.
Add a bit more about the background that this 25-year-old brings to this business.
When I left school, I was home for a year. Then I went to the Samuel Jackman Prescott Polytechnic, where I did a certificate in catering and a diploma in catering as well. Seven years ago. From moving it from the idea to the business, I basically just sat down home and I didn't create the logo fully by myself. I just had the things that I wanted on it and a little sketch. And that was the first step for me, was getting the logo done. After I got the logo done, then I started looking for the perfect bottle, which I was using a square container at first, but I changed it recently. And then from there, then I started to play around with the barbecue sauce recipe, because I only started with barbecue sauce at first. But then I eventually went into the spicy barbecue. Then I started the sweet and sour, and then I went to the honey pineapple sweet and sour.
What's the brand?
The brand is Husbands.
That's Husbands with a Z at the end. He's named it after his deceased father because he says he wants his father's name to live on. The business itself has been in operation for the last 3 years. And here's one pleasant surprise. It has held its own during the lockdowns caused by the COVID-19 pandemic.
For the pandemic, because people were home so regular, it started to boom more. Because then the word was getting, you know, word to mouth. It was getting around saying, well, I have a barbecue store that tastes real good, you know, XYZ. And then people start to like mention me and ask me, say that they want to try the sauce and stuff. So I guess the pandemic, because people were home, they were doing more cooking. So to me, it took off a little bit in pandemic as well, too.
He got laid off as a chef for over 6 months because of the pandemic. And it was his own business that provided him with a living in that period.
My next step right now would be to get a trailer. And then I'm going to make sauces, strictly sauces from the trailer at first. Then I would probably go into food, but not as yet. So a trailer, so that I can supply more supermarkets, at least one or two supermarkets, because I don't want to do too much to then, you know, be overwhelmed with all the work, because I still have my main job as well. So that's the aim, that's the direction I'm going in. My family, like my sister, my mom, my fiance helps out at times, but majority of the time it will be just me that's making sauce.
Young Barbadian entrepreneur, Kimara Husbands, on Sagicor's Early Business.